You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities.
We all know that what goes up must come down, one way or another. And to steer further into that cliche, the higher up, the farther the fall. This has been the case with every financial bubble in history. Housing, banking, railroads, and even flowers. It turns out you can find the value in anything and everything, including the tulip. Spring is beautiful in the Northeast, and not just because of the blooms on the trees after months of a gray, depressing winter, but also because of the many parks that chose to plant tulip bulbs to brighten up their flower beds. It's a good choice. You can get them in nearly every color, and they stand head and shoulders above most blooms. Plus, they're cheap, which is always popular with local governments. It's hard to imagine a time when tulips were so rare, so popular, and so expensive that they lifted the markets of an entire country. But that's what happened to the Netherlands in the 17th century. Now, a lot of you have heard, even here, about tulip mania or tulip fever. The wildest story from that period is that there was a sailor that thought that the bulb of a rare tulip called Semper Augustus was actually an onion, so he chipped it up and ate it with his herring sandwich. That likely disappointing meal got the man thrown in prison. Semper Augustus, if you've never seen it, is a beautiful tulip with a flame-like striped design of red and white on the petals. The bulbs, individually, cost 10,000 guilders, which was more than most Dutch families would see in decades. It was enough to buy a grand mansion with a plum view. It was enough to get a man who made a simple mistake locked up. So how did the Netherlands become the hub of this madness? Tulips were first introduced by the Ottoman Empire in the 1590s. According to one story, it was the Dutch ambassador to the Ottoman court that noticed the beautiful flower and sent several samples to a botanist friend back home. The flower became an oddity after that, and then a status symbol, thanks to the unique shape and the bright colors. And then a funny thing happened. The tulips exploded across Europe. It was the topic of conversation everywhere, and they began taking on value. Color, size, and pattern could increase or decrease the price of the bulbs. Prices first started going up in the 1630s as the country's overall wealth was growing thanks to that famous Dutch East India Company. This, combined with a newfound fascination and study of the natural world, meant that the time was ripe for the tulip. Unfortunately for the Dutch, this was often a time-consuming process. Tulip bulbs that came from seeds can take up to 12 years to finally flower, although many didn't take quite that long. People began paying more for what they called broken bulbs of tulips that had striped or multicolored patterns on their petals. Because they were so unpredictable, naturally they grew to be in the highest demand. Think of it like opening a pack of Pokemon or Magic the Gathering trading cards. It was a gamble, and people were happy to pay for the chance to win. For all that time and money, though, people only got to enjoy the actual flower for about a week, maybe just a little longer. But it was a week to be celebrated, for sure. Prices grew and grew and grew until one day, the bubble burst. The fall was sharp and fast. Suddenly, they weren't even worth 1/100th of what people had previously paid. According to Scottish writer Charles Mackay, writing 200 years after in 1841, everyone from the aristocrats to the chimney sweeps had taken part in the craze, and the desolation of the market consumed more than a few fortunes. It's a very neat story, and one that we've certainly heard before, of ambition, greed, and collapse. There's just one tiny problem. We don't know if tulip fever was real. Historians have begun taking a harder look at McKay and other sources to determine the true impact of tulip mania and found it's lacking. It's true that there was a booming tulip trade in the Netherlands in the early 1600s, and some people really did spend an outrageous amount on certain types of bulbs, but those cases are outliers. Stories like that of the sailor who ate the bulb thinking it was an onion, or of poor street sweepers wandering the gutters looking for a bulb that might make them rich, didn't actually happen, and were actually propaganda by Calvinists who feared the growing consumerism that was sweeping the increasingly prosperous Netherlands. This flower was a flash in the pan for the country, and contrary to popular belief, likely didn't collapse an entire economy when demand dried up. The number of tulips it would take to do that would be utterly overwhelming to the senses. I mean, honestly, just think about the pollen count. This episode is sponsored by Intuit. Here's a story for you. Once upon a time, a young woman was haunted by the ghosts of bad financial decisions, with credit card debt and an empty savings account looming over her every day. But when she tried to ignore these ghosts, they only grew bigger and scarier, and these ghosts of her bad financial decisions were stopping her from living her best life. So she decided to face them head-on and take control of her finances with help from Intuit. Intuit helps you face your financial fears with confidence through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Some stories are so old we have to take them on faith. When presented with a myth and a lack of evidence, sometimes we simply accept what little we're left with. An apocryphal story is often better than none at all. And even if the legend doesn't make sense, it's certainly a lot more fun than whatever the truth might be, right? Back in 1674, an officer in England's Royal Navy arrived in America. His name was Christopher Billop, and he'd been placed in charge of an infantry that had traveled overseas with him. Along for the ride was a new royal governor of New York, a man named Edmund Andros. Billop decided to make his home on a small island off the coast of New Jersey. He'd been granted a patent for just over 930 acres of land on its southern tip, as well as an additional 30 acres of salt meadow to the west. Prior to Billop's arrival, the Dutch controlled the area. Their land grant stated that they owned everything on the western side of the Hudson River. The director of the Dutch India Company itself, Michael Powell, had obtained the deed from the Native Americans there for what would eventually become Billop's Island. Well, some 30 years after the Dutch had claimed the region, the British sailed in and took over. And to everyone's surprise, they did it peacefully. New Amsterdam now belonged to Great Britain. And King Charles II, who was in charge of England at the time, generously handed over control of that land there to his brother James, the Duke of York. So they called it New York. With New York and New Jersey now under the purview of the British, it was time to set some ground rules. James established ownership among the colonies and declared that any territories west of the Hudson River belonged to New Jersey, save for a handful of islands that were still considered part of New York. But there was one island that had found itself in the middle of a dispute between the two provinces. You guessed it. It was the same island that Captain Billop now called home. The Duke of York was in a quandary. If he allowed New York and New Jersey to continue to fight over this small territory, they'd be at odds over taxes and tariffs forever. He needed to make a decision, but rather than issue one outright, he chose instead to turn it into a wager. He said that if an island in the harbor could be circumnavigated in only 24 hours, then New York could claim ownership. And the man he chose to sail around this particular island? Why, it was the person who now lived there, of course, Captain Christopher Billop. Billop was contracted by the Duke himself to circumnavigate the island, a job he was perfectly qualified for. After all, he'd already spent years in the British Royal Navy and was well-versed in sailing across the ocean. This, honestly, would be a piece of cake. In 1675, Billop boarded his ship, the Bentley, and set sail. He traveled around the island in just over 23 hours, squeezing in a victory under the Duke of York's one-day limit. Billop had not only secured the island for New York, but he'd also earned himself another hefty parcel of land there as well. At least, that's how the legend goes. You see, there's no evidence that such a race ever occurred. We have no paper trail to follow, and all that remains are a handful of news articles written in the early 20th century, and a whole lot of speculation. This is a story that has been passed down through generations, and as such, has become something of a New York myth. Regardless of whether or not you believe it, this is the story we have. It may be apocryphal, but it's a fun and exciting way to imagine how one man helped settle the ultimate debate between New York and New Jersey. Not who has the best pizza, but who owns Staten Island.
I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.